Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Tuesday at 4 o'clock, which means we're joined by Jordan Mailata. Jordan's call-in sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24-7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, haven't talked to you in so long. How are you?
Spike?
What's up, brother Jordan?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, of course.
Where are you headed to?
I'm in an Uber right now.
He was headed somewhere. I knew it. I can hear it.
Yeah.
Make sure the Uber driver puts it on WIP after you get out. We use all the help we can get, man. Sunday night's game and you said a little bit of this last night, but I want to dig in a little bit more. From watching it and from what you said, felt like very, very intense for a regular season game. How do you think that sort of that game itself sort of compared overall to some of the, just talking about regular season, the intensity wise, it felt like it was really up there.
Yeah, I think just how the game went, and how close it was. You know, I think it was probably close to the playoff football, just from that standpoint, just from how physical, especially how physical the game was. Probably the biggest takeaway from the game this week, in comparison to playoff games, but yeah,
from the ability to establish the type of football you guys wanted to play Sunday night, did you guys play the way you wanted to play Sunday night? And if not, what did Detroit sort of do, I guess, to prevent that from happening, or was it more what you guys sort of did?
Yeah, We didn't do all the things we wanted to do in the run game. Detroit did a good job of loading the box, but also building one line of defense. So, you know, that meant even if they had a four down front, they were blitzing all three linebackers to build that one line of defense, and kind of taking us off our blocks, off our combination blocks that would work with either, you know, me and Landon or me and the tight end or Landon in the center, Jogi or Brett, and, you know, taking us off our blocks. They did a good job at doing that, and kind of we had to, for a little bit of the game, you know, kind of figure out some answers, how to take that away from them. And I thought we did some good, we had some great drives, you know, in the game where we kind of held the ball for a long period of time, and, you know, that ran up the time of possession. So, we didn't do all the things that we wanted to do, but I think we did some good things during the game that we can, you know, again, build off of heading into the rest of the year or the rest of the games that we have left.
I know one of the things I noticed in the run game, two things. We are still struggling a little bit with the interior runs, running in between the tackles, running, you know, in that interior spot. But getting out on the perimeter Sunday night, I thought you guys did some real good things getting on the perimeter, whether it be the toss or what have you, getting out on that edge and blocking and getting Saquon and Tank some sort of lanes to that they could sort of hit on that outside. I thought that was certainly much better this Sunday.
Yeah, I have to agree there. I think we can do some things formation-wise that kind of get us going, hitting more of the outside runs, hitting those outside lanes and help open up the interior runs moving forward. So I think that's one thing we'll be addressing this week as well, heading in tomorrow. So, yeah, I think that's a great point that you bring up. Thanks for that. Thanks for that layout.
Well, Jordan, it does feel like, you know, you mentioned not getting everything you wanted to get in the run game. From a yards per carry standpoint, the number wasn't huge. But when you look at the end of the game, there's a lot of yards there and a lot of plays. Aside from holding the ball, do you feel like when you run the ball that much, even if you're not breaking off big runs, that it sort of wears down the defense a little bit and makes the later part of the game maybe easier to handle is wrong, but if you feel it wearing on the other team when you're able to run it that much just from a quantity standpoint?
Well, I think at that point, when it becomes a quantity standpoint, I think it just becomes down to the team's condition better. And I think that's kind of I guess not the focal point I want to say. It's just a factor that plays into late in the game when you are running the ball or when you go through that many snaps in the game. You know, that wear and tear over the game kind of does play a factor into it because of the condition or the shape that the player has to be in.
Mm-hmm. Jalen had some big runs in the game. Can you tell us just the difference it makes when he's able to break off one of those in terms of how the defense is trying to strategize against you guys?
It takes maybe one or two plays away from the box every time Jalen can run the ball. It's a good reminder that teams have to cover him in the run game too, and takes a load off Saquon's back as well.
We saw something Sunday night, Jordan. We don't often see, brother, consecutive stops on the tush push. Now, is that Detroit do anything differently that some other teams weren't doing, or is that execution on our side to where maybe we didn't execute it as well as we had in the past?
I'll be honest. I thought we did get the movement that we needed to get the first down. Just have to watch the tape back and see what made them successful in stopping us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to say too much about it just because
they want to give away secrets. Yeah,
I don't want to give away any secrets, but I still thought we executed the play at a good standard to get the first down, and just gotta. Again, maybe we're going to do a better job, but try not to give too much away from the play.
Jordan, you have to understand the conflict I have because we asked him about it last night.
Uh-huh.
And part of me wants you to answer that way because I don't want you to give it away. But on the other hand, I am kind of curious. So I'm locked in and I have to do my job in asking you. But just know that there's a portion of me that is like, that's right. Don't tell me. Don't tell me what they did. Yeah, I don't want you to give it away either. You know, that team listens to the radio too. I don't want them to know.
Or the next team is listening. The next team is listening.
Yes, exactly.
So more honesty for you here. So you guys played Dallas on Sunday. You know, we, Eagles fans hate the Cowboys. But part of my hate for the Cowboys has dissipated a little bit because over recent years, they haven't been quite as good as you guys have, I don't feel. Every player is different. Is it something different? I'm sure you've been asked this question a million times, but is it something different going up against the Cowboys, or is it just a little bit of, you know, next team on the schedule?
It's a little bit of the next team on the schedule, but everyone on the team understands what week it is.
Right.
It's Dallas week, baby. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows the importance or the gravitas of this week. And, at the same time, we can't let that get to us. Let the fans have that week. Let them carry that load. And what we have to do is go out there and do our job. So, in the same sense, it's just the next game for us. But we definitely understand the weight of this week and what Dallas week means to the fans and means to the city.
Well, I would imagine, Jay, that it's got to be tiring going down there and not coming back with the victory. So I would say that to say this, the 2 years that I think that we've won the Super Bowl, the Eagles have gone to Dallas and beaten Dallas. They beat them in 17. I think you guys won down there last year, right? Am I correct in that?
Yeah, because Saquon was out in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys won down there last year. But other than that, Dallas has normally played pretty well against us down there. Is there something to plan in that stadium that, you know, I've never viewed that stadium as a loud stadium, but also I've never played in that stadium. I'm just wondering what's that sort of atmosphere like for you guys going down there to play?
No, the atmosphere is good. It's what you expect. It's loud. My biggest pet peeve is the Jumbotron being right above the field. So, you got to break your neck just to see what's going on in the replay.
Ah, I hadn't thought of that.
When the players look up at the Jumbotron.
Yeah. When the players look up at the Jumbotron, snapping your neck a little bit just to see what time it is. So, that's my only pet peeve about the stadium. But other than that, it's loud. It gets loud in there. The turf is all right. Turf is turf. It's definitely not MetLife, so we'll give them that.
And also, must be part of you is like, well, it's kind of nice it won't be 25 degrees and windy.
That's a great point.
Yeah, at least after the last 2 weeks, you have a break from that.
Yeah.
My final question, team morale, what's it like? Couple big wins, tough wins against two tough opponents. I know you guys have a certain standard you like to play to, but the bottom line is you got two wins there. And I said this to you last night. Don't allow the joy of winning to be stolen from you as players, because wins are hard to come by. So I'm just wondering what the team morale is like with the recent nonsense going on outside the team. I'm just wondering, are you guys as a unit still enjoying the season while you're still trying to work to get better?
Yeah, all that noise is again, great for us because we just bundle together and stay close and tighten it. But the team morale is great. We're all trying to stick together. We are sticking together, and we're trying to find ways to keep improving and keep executing at a high rate. And execute that game plan that we install during the week so we can help contribute to the wins.
Softball to leave you with. It is Mickey Mouse's birthday. What's your favorite cartoon character of all time?
Cartoon character of all time?
Yeah, number one.
Dude, thinking about it. That's the hardest question you've asked me the last 15 minutes. What do I go? I'm going to go with two. I'm going to go with Tom and Jerry.
I brought up Tom and Jerry. That is classic.
Now, are Australian cartoons different than an American? Like, do you get the ones here over there?
Yes, we do, Jack. We do.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad we cleared that up. This is what I bring to the interview. Yeah. The hard-hitting questions. Yeah.
We are on the same planet.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Your toilets flush backwards?
What?
They do, but our toilets aren't filled, three quarters of the way up. Like they are here.
Really?
Really?
Wow, that's a lot of water. Yeah. All right, George.
The things we learn.
Yeah, good luck in Dallas. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother.
All right.
Guys.
Thank you, George. Yeah, apparently the toilet water goes the opposite way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
Make sense.
Yep.
I don't even know if I realize that the toilet flushes. I don't know.
But why does it change that down there? That's my question.
I don't know.
Because it's... I don't know.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Let's talk about my friends over at Mark's Jewelers.
Let's.
Yes, the holidays are almost here, and that means engagement season. At Mark's Jewelers, they've seen it all. Nervous proposals, happy tears, and lifelong memories. And that's why the team at Mark's Jewelers, that's why they love what they do. At Mark's, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Mark's is all about. Visit Mark's Jewelers today at the Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA locations, or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
Before we get back to the phones, a big in-your-face to both Jack and Elliot. Ooh. Apparently, most of the Philadelphia airport is in Tinicum, which is in Delco.
Tinicum.
Yeah, well, because it's right near 420. It's right near the 420 exit off of 95. I should have known that.
Well, yeah, it's a Delco, right?
What's it? Yeah, that's Delco. That's what I just said.
Nice.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I didn't hear you say Delco.
I did say that.
And it feels like another one of those things, but I'm not really listening to you.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm just setting up jokes.
Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's up, my crew? How y'all doing today, man?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Corey.
And you're like 2 hours late.
Hey, man, that's cool. You know, listen, man, I'm focused on the main thing,
Oh, my bad.
I ain't got time to be worried about who said, she said, we said. I don't got time for that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, I'm focused on winning football games. That's my focus. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who talking, she talking, we talking. I don't know about none of that. You know what I'm saying? We got people out here running their mouth, and we winning games. Like, what's wrong with these people?
I don't know, bro.
What's wrong with these people? Like, let's be 100% transparent. I think Jalen Hurts is elite. If you don't think he elite, the man win football games. So whoever in that building, he keeping your job right now. So whoever running your mouth, just remember that. Because if y'all wasn't winning, you'd be looking for a job on Indeed. So remember that. All that we talking, how are you too? You know what I'm saying? He keeping your job too. Remember
all right. That. Well, I could argue the defense.
I'm just saying. Because if the team was 2-8, everybody wouldn't be happy worried about talking, would they?
Well, I mean, yeah, but those are different thing. Don't you think?
No.
Here's the question, Corey, because this will get to the heart of what we're talking about. I think it is fair if they are frustrated one way or another with the way anybody's playing on the football team, yep. If they're not playing the way that they want them to. I think it is unfair to bury that person publicly.
100%. But if you got frustrations in your marriage, I'm going to go talk to my wife.
Right.
I'm going to go talk to whoever. I'm not going to be talking to Bobby across the street. I'm not going to be talking to Johnny at work unless I'm going to see a marriage therapist.
Yep.
Y'all going kind of some kind of team therapist. Y'all airing dirty laundry. You know what I'm saying? Y'all letting them know there's a chink in the armor, and that's what I don't like.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Also, Jack, let me correct you on something. Nick Saban bench Jalen Hurts. Don't be.
Well, that's what I said.
No. You said Brian Daboll. OC.
No, you said Nick Saban.
No, I was saying Saban, but that's the thing with the Daboll thing, that there's a little fly in the ointment that if people want to bring him in here. He was part of benching Jalen.
Maybe we need somebody that's going to be tough. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, where's John DeFilippo?
Maybe Jalen Hurts got a little bit, feeling himself a little bit too much. Maybe you need somebody that's going to put him in his place.
He really thinks he did something last year.
So, like I do with y'all every now and again when I call, when y'all step out of line, y'all need somebody to put you in your place. You know, everybody need that. Sometimes people feel too good. All I'm saying is that I don't care. Virtuoso coming on Sunday. Virtuoso, I ain't predicted it in a while. 300, you know what I'm saying? We got the Super Bowl.
What a bold
on.
Prediction against one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
We got Super Soup putting on Sunday, the Super Soup. Now, Kelly Green, you know, he put that on, you just feel like Superman,
So saying? They're wearing it on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because Dallas wears white at home.
And they want to wear it in all NFC East games this year.
Yeah.
Yep. 300 coming on Sunday. You can say all you want. Worst defense. The Lions defense wasn't good. We couldn't score on them. You know what I'm saying? AJ Brown, listen.
Hold on, Corey. No. Because most NFL teams wear the dark colors at home, whereas Dallas wears the white at home.
Which is why
the Eagles will wear the Kelly Green on the road.
I just think it's different they're wearing Kelly Green on the road.
Yes.
You don't think they should?
I like it better at home.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean,
it'd be cool to see it against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Well, can they wear their 90s jerseys? They should wear the blue one.
That's a good jersey, the blue one.
The blue one?
Yeah.
One of the Thanksgiving Day jerseys?
Yeah.
With the white helmet?
Yeah. Come on, man. Make it a real 90s.
That's a good jersey.
It don't matter what they wear. They getting
okay. Sunday.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter what they wear. We putting foot in them on Sunday. Dak Prescott, I love it. This is what I love. They feeling good coming off that Raiders win.
Yep.
They feeling good. They think they did something. We held Ashton 50-7. I love it. And then after us, you got a Chiefs team that's waiting. They out of the playoff hunt. So you know Andy going to be coming to beat that ass a week after that. Elimination in 2 weeks, Cowboy Jim. You come over Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Come to the O. I got you. We can watch it together. We going to end y'all's hopes together. Us and then Kansas City back to back. Can't wait, baby. Let me get my cartoon.
Yeah.
This time of year, you know what I'm saying? Charlie Brown. Holidays coming up.
Oh, that's a good one. I forgot about Charlie.
Classic.
Brown.
Charlie Brown.
Well done, Corey.
I'll let y'all. All right.
That's a classic.
No beeps in his phone call.
Wow.
That's back to back.
Outside the 2 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Wow, maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
Maybe strictly in the 2 o'clock hour. That's when it falls apart.
We still don't know why the beeps happen, though.
No one does.
Yeah.
And why do the toilets go backwards below the equator?
Below the equator. Maybe I'll ask Jordan that on Monday night. Tune in to the next Jordan Mailata show. All right. 215-592-9494. A lot of Philly stuff out there as the offseason rolls on. We will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, we love when you listen to the radio show. We thank you. Whether it's on the radio, the free Odyssey app, or streaming live on YouTube. How you doing, YouTube folks? I love you so much. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Do these recent reports coming out about the Eagles' offense have you worried about the rest of the season? 60% no, 40% yes. It has gone the opposite way, closer to 50.
Yeah, I would say no.
Well, it makes you worried a little bit.
No.
Not about the offense, but about the team itself.
Oh, yeah, the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what I'm saying? Yeah. No, yeah, I would agree with you there. And that's why I want to see what Sunday is.
Yes.
How they look Sunday. Listen, I think they can still navigate their way through this thing.
They have over the last couple of years, and every time something like that has happened.
It doesn't mean it feels good going through it.
No.
And you know, if we're going to come up short of defending this championship and getting back to the Super Bowl, I'd rather it be that we lose because a team was just better than us that day. This whole self-destruction and pointing a finger and all that type of stuff, that's the stuff that bothers me. Let me get on my soapbox for just one quick second, Brother Spike.
All right.
Just one quick second.
Yes.
As an unk out here and old head, I can't play football anymore. I'll never play football again. Never put on shoulder pads, never put on a helmet again. And that, me and my brother and the ones who we played together back then, and we didn't capitalize on that opportunity. Not because we didn't want to, not because we didn't try, but we didn't. That's the bottom line. And I guarantee you, to a man, that thing haunts us regularly. That we didn't get that done winning the first Super Bowl in franchise history because it wasn't about talent. We had enough talent. We didn't play our best on those days. And for a team to be in the midst of the run that they're in and not realize how great of an opportunity they have to do something truly special on top of what they've already done and have this long-lasting legacy and be beloved, to have it sort of crumble or fall apart because you can't handle prosperity. I tell you, for those of us who didn't hoist that trophy or have that ring, it's even more disappointing. It's even more disappointing. It just is. You guys got a great opportunity to do something here, man.
Don't
screw
it up.
Go back to back? Yeah. Get out of your own way. Get out of your own way.
You know, before we get to High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, you saying point the finger. There was an opportunity for a 2:30 Tupac song that was specific for today.
Ah, what would you have?
It is Point the Finger.
That's a Tupac song?
Yes, from the album You Don't Like.
Your favorite album.
Yes. Can't say the name of the album.
And let's not say it's an album I don't like.
You like
even
the
though
least.
It's true, but it's the one I like the least.
The least,
the least, yes.
All right, let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
About?
Yeah. It's a good song. Yeah. I don't know if you know
now
that.
Now I got to go back and listen to
it. Yeah, it's a good one. All right, Jack.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Go ahead.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Here's Jackie Baseball.
There's a lot going on out there. A lot going on in the baseball
like
world.
Nothing's going on.
No, not much. You want to talk about qualifying offers?
No.
Well, Schwarber and Ranger officially rejected both of their qualifying offers, which makes them free agents.
Okay.
Had they accepted it, they would have been on a one-year, $22 million deal. Now that they've rejected, the Phillies would get comp picks, but because of their over the luxury tax, they don't come to the fourth round. So it's very disappointing.
All right.
Anyway. Jeff Passan, big article today on ESPN. He laid out that Schwarber, like the starting offers for Schwarber are 5 years and $30 million a year. So
I'm out.
That's the starting offer?
Because the suitors seem like they're pretty, not endless, but there's a lot of suitors. The Red Sox he labels, the Mets, Blue Jays, Cincinnati, Tigers, and then the surprise one. This might make everyone a little nervous out there. The Pittsburgh Pirates. It's ridiculous.
I don't see that one.
No, I don't see that one happening.
Just remember when I promised you guys we were giving him 5 years. 2 weeks ago, I said, you know they're giving him 5 years, right? We're not getting out easy. And you guys are like, well, maybe the fifth year will be a buyout.
Maybe an option. Some copium, Spike.
It was.
That was some serious copium.
So we're on record here. You're not in favor of doing 5 years, 150?
Nope.
Fritz, I want you on record.
No.
You're nuts.
But they're gonna.
And they should.
Here's the count.
Yes.
Here's the count.
Yes.
It might be similar AAV to like Kyle Tucker. Mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker might be $35 million over like 10 years.
Right.
He's 4 years younger. So like,
He
plays in the field.
Yeah, more importantly.
Yeah.
Cody Bellinger.
No, I know. I know.
He's going to be 6 years. He's going to be 5 or 6 years. Bellinger.
He's
29 or 30.
But I don't like, there's been a lot of little things. The Phillies keep getting linked to other bats. So the one over the weekend was a Japanese report about how their particularly keen on Munetaka Murakami.
He's the slugger.
How long did you practice that name?
Yeah.
Don't need to. Yeah. I got it.
Wow, you can't name names at the assembly he had.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That I got paid for?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What is his name again?
Munetaka Murakami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's a first base, third base slugger, but really first
really
base.
Just a DH.
Yeah.
He's okay. Really, like, you know, and he's coming over here. He's probably going to be a 220 hitter with like 30 home runs.
How old is he?
He's 25, 26. Mm. So it's a pretty big risk for a team in a World Series window, but it seems like Schwarber is going to have a lot of suitors, and I just wonder if they start getting cold feet because Passan also did link them to to Kyle Tucker if they do let Schwarber walk or if he walks elsewhere.
Okay.
So it seems like they're keeping their options open. Like it's not viewed as some foregone conclusion that he's going to be back with the Phillies.
Yeah. So here's my thing. Let me go on record. I would be squirmish in doing it, but I'm doing it for Kyle Schwarber.
Sure.
I'd go ahead and do it. It's $30 million a year. That's nothing in today's world of baseball, even for a DH hitter, $30 million a year. Guys out there making twice as much as Kyle Schwarber. Secondly, if you're not going to do it, okay, as long as this isn't a let's keep our wallet in our back pocket and don't spend money, which means you're going to go out and do it and spend it on somewhere else, okay.
Right.
I mean, okay.
Don't just let him walk and not do anything.
Yes.
And that's where Tucker comes into play. That's where possibly Bellinger comes into play. Passan also said possibly Bichette as well, they view him more as second baseman, third baseman. I think you'd be third baseman here. But basically linked them to all the big names out there. Mm. He said that JT Realmuto won't demand more than 2 years, which is good. If we can get him for 2 years.
Demand or he won't command?
So he said Realmuto won't demand more than 2 years, putting the three-time All-Star in play for playoff teams and aspirants alike.
Okay.
So he's not going to get a three-year deal. It doesn't seem like.
Okay.
Which is good for the Phillies because that third year, terrible.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be pushed to the place where I think they give Kyle Schwarber 6 years.
What are you doing?
I think they might.
To outbid everybody?
This is where I am on it. I'm putting myself in John Middleton's head. And he is so in touch with the fans. And so I'm worried about him being worried about losing Schwarber.
Right.
And getting baited into a deal that, because if Jeff Passan is saying the offers start at 5 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That means there's going to be a lot of teams willing to go the extra mile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's one of those things. You got to let John. We love Kyle Schwarber. I love Kyle Schwarber. Yeah. We all do. It's okay. Like, it's 6 years for a DH, $30 million a year. Heading into the year, he was never going to get that.
Yeah.
Of course he went off.
Well, they should have signed him.
Sure. They made a bad bet.
Well, and from his standpoint, he's like, yeah, I'm going to the highest bidder.
Of course he is. Let's go to Cincinnati. Just go to Cincinnati.
Well, there's no way they can do that.
No. I want to see the Pirates offer. I want to see the Pirates offer and see what they're going to come out. And then Passan also said, no surprise here, Philadelphia has tried to trade Nick Castellanos and his $20 million salary.
Oh, yeah.
So far, no bites. Teams aren't lining up.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Especially when you communicate to the world that you'll cut him if you need to anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going to be here, but, you know, the idea that anyone's going to pick up $20 million is insane. So,
Maybe they can get somebody to pay five of it.
Yeah.
Just for the opportunity to pay rather than us being on the hook for all 20. You know, if somebody actually wants him, you know.
I wonder why nobody would want him.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, I can't figure that one out.
Yeah, it seems like...
I thought he was a good player, man.
I like that.
He plays every day.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he posts.
Yeah.
Doesn't make errors in right field.
No, he doesn't.
He was an All-Star at one point.
Come on.
You make the case.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Ranger? Would you say Rangers numbers were?
I don't know.
I thought you had something.
Nah, just that he rejected the qualifying offer.
Okay.
He's... Barring like his market collapsing and he wants to come back on a 1 year or like a deal.
No, I mean, what do you think he's going to get, Ranger?
So it seems to be fluctuating out there. I've seen as high as 6160 and then as low as like 490. So
490 seems like they're bringing you in to be the third guy, second guy.
Third guy. It depends on the team.
Yeah.
Depends on the team. Yeah.
His market's going to be fascinating.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. You know what else is fascinating? doors and windows. I find them fascinating. I also find it fascinating that you have this opportunity to replace your windows, replace your doors with Guida right now, the buy one, get one half off sale, and you haven't even made the call yet. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's going to be freezing. It's cold now at night, 37 degrees. You know, your heating bill is going to go up because the cold air comes through the windows. Do something about it now. Buy one, get one half off. Every qualifying window and door, for every window or door you buy, you get one at 50% off. Mix and match as your needs. What's the word I'm looking for? As your needs suit? I don't know. Whatever your needs
suit
are.
Your needs.
Yeah, suit see your fit. Needs. Yes, as you see fit.
Bang.
The more doors and windows you replace, the more you're going to save, because the more you get, the more you're going to get 50% off. And they'll let you start your project with no money down and 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Limited time, restrictions apply. Very simple. All you need to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA, get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinna Minson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Ken, would you give 5 years to Schwarber?
Not a chance. I have it on good authority that the Pittsburgh Pirates offer is 6 years of unlimited Permanente brothers.
So, well, you know, Schwarber's taken off a couple of pounds in recent years, but you never know. The twilight of his career, he may want to pack some more on there.
And Cincinnati's airport is actually in Kentucky. Ike would know that.
So. Yes, I would know that, yes. Yes.
So, listen, sometimes I feel like I'm turning on the radio and I'm listening to the best of WIP with these conversations from last year.
Yes.
Because these are the exact same conversations we had last year. Right down to, you know, it's not sustainable. I heard somebody say today, you can't beat good teams this way. When they've beaten nothing but good teams all year this way. And I have said this before. They have cracked the code for this team, not for the NFL. It's not a cheat code for the NFL, but for this team with this quarterback, they have cracked the code. And the code is play good red zone defense, play good red zone offense, and never turn the football over, and you're going to win almost every week. So, you know, other than the outside noise, which, you know, I mean, like your father was famous for talking about, you know, when you hear things like sources and reports that I'm not being critical of D Gunn's sources, but what, you know, a source could be somebody that works in a state. I mean, like,
yeah, but it's not, you know, it's not. Well, I think you're being, my father said this all the time, but my father was also very famous for saying things from his sources that were within the Eagles and he said things, and it was everybody else's sources who weren't legitimate, and his were legitimate. What I would say is this.
My father had the worm going on.
He did have the worm going on. He did for sure. But what I would say is this. I think when we're doing this, when we want to talk about sources, we should consider our source, not their source, because there's in a lot of important reporting, and you seem like a smart man, a lot of historical important reporting that you can't name the source, right? Because then you don't get the information.
Right.
So what I would do is just flatly say, I do not believe in this particular one that Derek Gunn is getting a report from somebody he doesn't feel like has very good insight within what people are thinking to say it. The question is less to me about that, because I believe him, and I don't believe it would be, you know, some low level whatchamacallit, unless that low level whatchamacallit has given him accurate thing after accurate thing after accurate thing in the past. To me, it's less about the information that has been communicated and more about why the information was communicated. And that's the part that I think is whether it is a player, whether it's multiple players, whether it's a coach, whoever it is, that is the part that is concerning to me. Not that people are frustrated with Jalen. I could imagine being frustrated with Jalen if I'm an offensive coach. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. But I think the fact that they want it out there, which is the only reason to communicate it to Derek, that is the worry.
Well, I mean, that's fair. But then you have to question, you know, why, if somebody wants it out there and they are really concerned about, you know, the best interest of this football team for the next, you know, 10 weeks when you count the postseason, how does that help the team? Like, it just doesn't. So, you know, there's you also have to ask yourself, well, what's the motivation sometimes? Because
yes.
when ultimately for me, it's always going to come down to this. Do I feel like Nick Sirianni has the players? Do I feel like these guys play hard and give everything that they've got for Nick Sirianni, regardless of any of the frustration, the distractions, any of that? And my answer to that right now is 100% yes. This team loves playing for Nick Sirianni. They give Nick Sirianni everything they've got every week. And, you know, as long as nothing's going to crack that foundation, you know, the Eagles have, if the Eagles average 23 points, because right now they're averaging 23 points a game on offense.
Yep.
If this team averages 23 points for the next seven games, they are not going to lose a game because nobody's going to score 24 points on them unless they score two defensive touchdowns.
Well,
Buffalo could.
Yeah, I reject that premise as, I'm not saying it's not possible, but we're all making excuses for the offense because it was windy and cold, and no one's sort of acknowledging that the offenses that came in here had to play in the same wind and cold, and that the defense has had as many dominant games as the offense has had. And I agree. I think the odds that the defense is going to be good for the rest of the year, I think, are strong. But we did see several teams march up and down the field on the Eagles prior to the last two games, including the Giants and the Vikings and the Cowboys. And I think Sunday for the defense, Sunday's a perfect test because that team can score points. You know, the Cowboys can score points.
Yeah.
I think Sunday's a better test for the offense because that defense can't
stop anybody. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, and they won't have weather. And you're right. The other two teams did have to play any elements, and the other two teams scored a combined 16 points between
Yeah, but elements. we scored a combined 26.
Which is more, right?
Yes, that's, it's more, but you're missing. We scored as many touchdowns as they did.
Right.
We scored more points. I mean, at last I checked, when they look at the scoreboard, they don't qualify how
yes,
points
but,
get up there.
But Ken, like, I agree with you, but our offense was, and I think we got outgained in both games. And I agree with you that, like, top level, I agree. But saying that, you know, that our offense struggled just as much as the other offenses did. And
well, yeah. Well, look, I'm not sitting here telling you we have a top five offense
yes.
in the NFL. That's not the point I'm trying to make.
Sure, sure, sure.
The point I'm trying to make is for this team, for this group of players, and for the way they want to play football, the offense is good enough. We had these conversations last year, and I assured you that when they need to throw the football, they will throw the football.
They also had a dominant running game last year, which they don't have this year. It's a different team. It's just a different team.
It's a different team, but it's the same philosophy and it's the same coach. And, you know, I think ultimately the things that are making them successful this year, other than the defense, which is starting to gel and look exactly like last year's defense,
mm-hmm.
maybe even a little better, is they're dominant in the red zone on both sides of the football, and they just don't turn the football over.
Yes, yeah, that's a good point, Ken. Thank you for the call. This is where this other stuff can come in, because they've been very good in one-score games. Mm-hmm. This other stuff, I mean the nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very good in one-score games. They have been good in the red zone. They have been on both sides. But, like, their margin for error this year is smaller than their margin for error was last year. And they didn't have a very big margin for error last year, at least during the regular season.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
And, like, and we said this earlier, and they didn't lose. So ifs and buts, whatever. But I just wonder how all this stuff ends up resonating if they lose one of these games, because this stuff can be kept at bay mm-hmm. as long as they're winning. But think about the number of people who are going to want to cover their ass if they actually lose one of the games.
Listen, I totally agree. It's a tough way to live, which is why the offense needs to continue to work to improve.
Yes.
Like they do. You know what it'd be interesting to find out? Outside of the last two games that the Eagles played last year, because those were two meaningless games, right? Or was it one meaningless
one
game?
The one meaningless game at the end? Yes.
Yeah, two inferior opponents.
But yeah, that's what it was. It was two inferior opponents.
Just the Cowboys and the Giants.
The Cowboys didn't have anybody playing in their game. Yes. And I don't even remember what the final scores were in those games.
33-6 against the Cowboys, I think. And did we score? I mean, I think we only scored 20-something against the Giants. But whatever. Go ahead.
So my point in saying that is I would be interested in seeing what the average margin of victory was for those 15 games that were, like, that did matter. Right? The reason why I'm saying this is I don't recall the Eagles blowing out teams a lot last year.
No, they didn't.
They had to win a lot of close games.
They did. Now, I know it wasn't as low as it is now.
Right.
You know, because... But yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah. It's just
those last two games kind of takes the numbers out of whack as far as the overall numbers.
Yes.
But I wonder what those numbers look like before those final two games where we basically played two dog opponents.
Yes, what the point differential was at this point. At this point, I think, you know, I think it's 34 after 10 games.
Yeah, no, you had it right. 33.
33, yeah. The Bears somehow are 7-3 with a -6. Which is that team.
Well, they're fraudulent.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fine, but they're not like a real contender.
Yeah.
They win by the skin of the teeth every week.
Jack, I am so curious what the top 5 at 5 is today, because I have not, normally I have a feel for which way you're going. You never tell us until right now.
No. Sometimes he doesn't know till right now.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, yeah. I always forget.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got to do that thing?
Yeah. You grab the piece of paper.
Yeah. I got the paper ready today.
All right. What is coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Situations we're monitoring here at WYP.
Okay.
Are we in it?
Yeah.
Don't tell us.
Well, Ike's not today.
All right.
We haven't done a top 5 with Ike in a while.
Well, you just did one last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, once a week we get Ike in there.
Yeah.
But no Ike today. No Ike today.
I'm the only one who actually got a whole top 5.
Yeah, you're special.
Wasn't it Ike's screw-ups or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was screw-ups.
Nah, it's high-level content.
Which everybody seemed to enjoy. They wanted to let me know they enjoyed that.
Yeah. Jack knows I can't handle a whole top 5 about me.
Nah, the text line's usually about you.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.